So the big benefit shake-up is on its way to Northern Ireland. The Welfare Reform Bill passed a key stage in the Assembly this week. It means major changes to benefits here. But Stormont has earmarked £565 million over 6 years to provide top-ups to those who lose out. Now, Sinn Féin is insisting no one will lose out. This is their public guarantee. But here's the only problem with that. That's not what the DUP is saying. So how can you have this public guarantee from Sinn Féin? This programme's banging on about this because it's important. Major party Sinn Féin, who have done this deal with the DUP, they're saying no one will lose out. And guess what the DUP is saying? Well, it's not saying that. Take a listen to these comments from Gerry Adams, Conor Murphy and Gregory Campbell and see if there's any consistency.
We're very, very clear. No one will have any benefit reduced which is under the authority of the Assembly here or of the Executive. And that was our key point on this issue.
What we have done is ensured that those who suffer as a consequence of the changes being brought in terms of welfare will then be picked up by a system that we develop ourselves to ensure that no one loses out.
So can you guarantee that for those people currently on a benefit system which will change, none of them will be worse off and no new entrant into the benefit system will be worse off than they would have been last week?
We have agreed a whole range of changes and a range of measures that the executive parties through our own resources would pick up, and that is certainly the intention that we, those who would, and there are a number of people who would lose out, there are a number of people who would be better off in terms of some of the changes that have been put forward, but there are a number who would lose out, and that we ensure that those people don't in fact lose out, that they are maintained at what level they have.
But I guess my question, Gregory, is do you give the same commitment that Sinn Féin have given, that no one in Northern Ireland will be worse off as a result of welfare reform?
Well, you said that we hadn't made a comment on that, and you're absolutely right.
Well, can you comment now?
Well, I'm going to, yeah. And it is this, that until the executive take a decision on what way they are going to carve up this amount of money and how the recipients of it are going to receive it over the course of the lifetime of the duration of the fund, I don't see how anyone can give that assurance.
Sinn Féin have given the assurance,
well,
they might carved up the deal with you.
Well, they might have. That's a question for them to answer.
But how, the public's been told that you've all come up, the Stormont House agreement that's called, that you've come up with an agreement. They're saying this has been agreed and you're saying it hasn't.
The executive are yet to decide how that money is going to be allocated. Now, if we're yet to decide how it's going to be allocated, we can't determine that someone or anyone or everyone is going to be a non-loser.
So is this fair for me to say people in Northern Ireland may be worse off in the future as a result of welfare reform?
Well,
is that fair?
It's fair to say that no one can definitively say whether there will be people worse off or not until the executive take a decision.
Okay.
Right. Well, listening to that, the US Unionist Party MLA, Roy Biggs Jr. Is on the line. Roy, you're on the DSD committee. What on earth is going on here? Sinn Féin very clearly giving a cast iron guarantee and the DUP very clearly saying, quote, I don't see how anyone can give that assurance. And these are the two main parties in government.
Well, I think you need to listen very carefully to what everybody is saying, and also do some basic maths as well. There are huge changes coming in, and right from the start, Ulster Unionists were concerned about the bedroom tax whenever there were not going to be alternative accommodation available for those with spare bedrooms to downsize to. So people would be penalised without presenting options, and that's why right from the start, we proposed amendments to exclude that or to protect those who would find themselves in such a situation. Now, the £565 million, it's just on average just over about £100 million a year on the average. It's a considerable amount of money. We have had to decide how are we going to protect those who are going to be adversely affected by the change. And in doing so, we have to also think about where that money is coming from and what other public services will be affected.
Yeah.
And on that balance, the figure of the £565 million has been agreed.
Is the 565 million enough, Roy, so that the Ulster...
One second,
because I don't want this... we need to keep people focused here, OK? Is the 565 million, Roy, in your view, is that enough for the Ulster Unionist Party to be confident that you can guarantee the people of Northern Ireland that they will be no worse off under welfare reform?
I don't know how anyone could give that guarantee.
Well, Sinn Féin's giving it.
I listened very carefully to what Conor Murphy said, and he used the word intention. It is their intention. Now, when you do the basic maths, some of these numbers are out in the public domain. I understand if welfare reform were not to go through, and within a very short time, the cost to the Northern Ireland Bloc grant and fines would be £250 million per year. Now, the maths don't work up if you were to, and that may grow even beyond that. There clearly, there will be reductions in overall monies paid and benefits because of the changes that are coming. And anyone who is giving cast iron guarantees are very foolish. Undoubtedly, we have difficult choices. Do we want to take, to give that guarantee, you would have to actually take hundreds of millions of pounds more from the block grant. And if you were just simply to top slice, that would be taking hundreds of millions of pounds from the likes of the health service, which just cannot afford that.
Well, OK, so that's very interesting. And it does provide clarity, at least from your position. So what you're saying, essentially, is that we are hundreds of millions of pounds short in terms of how much has been earmarked if we want to protect everybody from welfare reform, right?
There will be a number of protections built in to protect those or assist those who are presently on benefits, and changes may adversely affect them. But what I suspect will happen, and where the change will occur, is in terms of in the future when individuals are reassessed. And I think that may be where the difference will arise.
Well, let me let you hear what Gerry Adams definitively said. Listen to this.
We're very, very clear. No one will have any benefit reduced which is under the authority of the Assembly here or of the Executive. And that was our key point on this issue.
No one will have any benefit reduced, says Sinn Féin.
Well,
I
believe that Gerry Adams will be very much a hostage to fortune, and it will be not too long before some claimants will be able to say clearly they have not protected them and changed them. Changes are coming. We have no choice. We've tried to put in protection to ameliorate and protect some of the most vulnerable. But change, nevertheless, is coming.
Well, look, we are, Roy, thank you very much indeed. We are going to stay across this story. Why? I keep on saying this, that this strap line and the heading for it, welfare reform, I'm sure it puts half of you to sleep. But I'll tell you what doesn't put you to sleep. People who genuinely need benefits, are they getting them? I'll tell you what doesn't put you to sleep. This massive agreement, the Stormont House agreement, this massive, massive agreement, which was central to Northern Ireland continuing to function in terms of the Assembly continuing. What deal have they done? What public assurances are they giving? Can they keep their public assurances? Very much the role of this programme to scrutinise that. And there is clearly disagreement in terms of the DUP's position and Sinn Féin's position and the Ulster Unionist Party's position. You've just heard Roy Beggs from the UUP there saying that Gerry Adams will be held hostage to fortune for the promise that he has been given. The DUP are saying no one can give the type of guarantees that Sinn Féin have given over welfare reform. And if you are a Sinn Féin voter, you are being told that you will not suffer as a result of welfare reform. A cast iron guarantee from Gerry Adams, no less. And meanwhile, some of the other political parties saying it's impossible to make that promise. That's why this is interesting, and that's why we'll stay across it.